Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I know I'm going to the wrong person for this, but I need a political correctness check on it, okay? So I'm looking for new mitts, and there was a particularly popular set of mitts in the 90s that was, you know, they were wool.
Yep.
And they had the flippy part that went over your hand, and they were mitts then, but then you could flip it off, and then they'd be fingerless mitts. What do you call those mitts?
Because, well, I know what you call them.
Because
call them.
This weekend,
yeah.
I said to a family member, I said, I'm looking for new mitts. I'm looking for a new pair of hobo mitts.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I call them.
And I was told that that might not be politically correct anymore to call them hobo mitts. Mm. And I said, why? I mean, yeah. aren't there still hobos?
Yeah.
Right?
There are.
Yeah. So why can't I call them hobo mitts?
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with it, but I mean, I shouldn't be the bar that you look at, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, that's a little bit overcorrected.
But that's what they're called, yeah. Hobo mitts. That's what I called them. And, I mean, if anything, I should be more mad at, with the design of the hobo mitt, which is,
yeah,
especially if you smoke darts.
Yeah.
And that's why I would...
Cigarette butt pickers. That's what I call them, maybe.
Maybe.
Cigarette butt pickers.
But then again, people who wear them would be like, I don't pick cigarette butts. I don't do that. Here's why I like hobo mitts. That's what I'm going to call them, okay?
They are hobo mitts.
So here's why I like them.
Utility, versatility.
Exactly. If I need to use something with digits, okay?
Yeah.
If I need my digits.
Cell phone.
Yeah, right. I got the hobo mitts for that thing, right? You know, and I don't smoke anymore, so it's not a big deal. But when I did hack darts, it was great for smoking cigarettes. Except the thing is, every now and then... The Velcro would go on them, right? Like
yeah.
on the Thinsulate 3M hobo mitts.
Then they'd be flippy.
And they'd flip over and they'd land yeah. right on the cherry as you're hacking your dart and you burn a hole in it. And you'd be like, I just got my new hobo mitts.
Yeah, but the problem is you're, you're looking in dumpsters for the mitts. They're worn out. You got to go buy them at the store, Chad.
Well, I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're getting them from actual hobos.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, this guy.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A rapper called Nuke Bizzle in California bragged in two songs about defrauding the unemployment assistance benefits.
Yeah.
And it turns out he did to the tune of $1.2 million. So now he is facing 22 years in prison. Nuke Bizzle.
Yeah, evaluate what you're going to rap about, you know?
Evaluate your name before you rap, actually. Pinball machines have had a big jump in popularity during the pandemic. They're up as much as 500% across North America.
Why?
I have no idea.
Because everybody's inside?
I guess so. I haven't played pinball in a long time.
Yeah, I don't mind pinball, but I get bored of it real quick. Like, some people will sit and play it for hours.
You got to have the song on when you're playing it, too.
A pinball wizard,
yeah, you
got
to have a song on.
Because I have such a subtle wrist. Supple wrist.
Supple wrist. Yeah, no, I haven't played in such a long time. The good game. It's a good game for a while. It's a good drinking game, don't you think?
No, it's overrated. Okay. Good drinking game. You got to use both your hands. A good drinking game is something you only need one hand
That's
for.
True.
Come
That's
on.
True. That's true. That was a stupid comment.
It was.
Gotta
ridiculous.
Got to get creative. Yeah. A gym in Poland, declared itself a church to get around the corona restrictions. I like it. New York shut down a wedding. You wonder why New York's a grease fire? There was a wedding in Brooklyn, 10,000 guests.
Who invites 10,000 people to a wedding?
I have no idea. And this is good. There's a town in Italy that only has two people living there. Okay, two people. Yeah. They both insist on wearing masks and social distancing. That's pretty funny. But I was
and they're a married couple. Yeah.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936 Wolf, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A.
Just wanted to say very quickly, good morning to Donovan Bradley. Sent in a nice text to us, so thanks for listening. You're in Regina.
Got this from Shannon. Hey, guys, how long do you think it takes before we get back to life, the life we knew before, like concerts, sports, going to church freely with no masks? Shannon, I'm hoping it's by this time next year.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to get back to the way we were.
Not wearing masks?
I think there will always be some form of wearing masks. Yeah.
Really?
I don't think it'll ever be mandatory, but you will always see people out wearing masks.
Oh, you'll see that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
And it won't be an outlier where see one person wearing a mask. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it will feel somewhat normal within a year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Anyway. Guys, the internet is a mix of everything. What would you say is the worst thing about it from Jennifer?
Oh, God. All the misinformation. It's just, I find it almost tough to nail down the facts on something. Mm-hmm. When I hear something's happening,
yeah,
and I'll look up an article and I see like 10 different opinion pieces that are marked as news stories, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, I would say, we said this before, everybody shouldn't have a voice.
Yeah, totally.
Everybody, because they can't handle it.
Yeah.
They can't handle it.
Yeah, us included.
Yeah. If you had to choose an animal to help you win a fight, what animal would it be? From Sean. Thanks for that, Sean. 936-WOLF, get a hold of us anytime you want.
A gorilla. Yeah.
Yeah. I would pick a bear. Everybody seems to be scared of a bear. In fact, you wouldn't even have to fight if you had a bear. People would just run away from you.
Yeah, but then the bear would eat you. I would befriend a gorilla, because I think you can befriend gorillas.
Yeah.
Because we get along with them on a primal, mm-hmm. you know, wavelength.
Yeah.
And then I think I could make them enough of a friend that they would kill people for me.
You're overthinking this.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking of the future. I'm thinking long term here, not short term. I don't want just one kill. I want an animal that'll be there with me through thick and thin.
I just one fight. Win a fight, not numerous fights.
Well, I want numerous fights.
Okay. And last but not least.
Something that can ride next to me in a vehicle.
This from Lenny. Okay?
Yeah.
Lenny says, hey guys, it's a blizzard. You're in the middle of...
What kind? An Oreo?
It's a blizzard. You're in the middle of nowhere. You spot a hitchhiker. Do you pick him up?
Do they have a blizzard? Oh, they're in a blizzard. Right. Okay. Yeah, of course you do. It's Saskatchewan, man. You can die in that crap.
I was driving to Winnipeg to call a Rams game once, and I picked the guy up on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself as I pick him up, okay, depending how long this goes, like how it goes, that's as far as I'm going to drive him. He had a sign, wanted to go to Winnipeg.
Oh.
So I took him.
I wouldn't pick him.
I took him from St. Eluda to Moosomin.
Oh, okay.
I dumped him off at the Red Barn.
Sure.
Because I said I'm only going to Moosomin because I realized
you lied.
I couldn't stand the smell.
Ah,
and
gotcha.
And kind of, he was a little bit out there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I was running low on gas.
Yeah.
So I was like, I left him there. Yep. Took a back road out of Moosomin and left him there.
That's horrible. That's horrible of you to do.
Well, it was kind of
And then
nice.
You ran into him in Winnipeg like, hey, man, what's going on?
You know, you were the mayor?
Am I?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Our neighbors to the east, Manitoba, they're bringing new restrictions in today. So they're actually going to be shutting down bars. Restaurants can remain open, but only 50% capacity. There's also some other things they're shutting down. And also, I think private gatherings are down, limited to 5 people or something, because their numbers are spiking. You know?
You don't have to be a rocket scientist. I was out actually at the mall a couple places on the weekend. I wore a mask, not a big fan of it, but I wore it. And about 85% of the people, just doing a quick count, they were wearing masks. So we're doing the right thing
I'd say here in Regina, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm going to tell you this right now. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. Once this election is done, which is what, October 26th, I believe?
The provincial election.
Everything will be shut down. There's no way it can't be. We had, and I'm not excited about that, but we had way less numbers back when we were shut down the first time.
Right.
They're way worse now. This is all about votes. No. It's all about not pissing people off. So we're going to wait. I'll be shocked if we have Halloween. I'll be shocked if things haven't been shut down. And I'll be shocked if masks aren't mandatory.
That's a little conspiracy. But yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
Would you say I'm way off by that?
No, I don't. I think you're right. I think once the provincial election is done, there will be some mandates brought down.
Because even the health guy hinted at it.
You have to understand, we are in a different mental state than we were at the beginning of this pandemic. Because at the beginning of the pandemic, we didn't know how many cases we'd get. So when we only had maybe 10, 15 active cases, I understand your frustration there, but we didn't know how quickly it would grow. And we saw other cities that had 10, 15 cases, and then all of a sudden it would just explode. So we didn't know if we were going to be one of those places. Luckily, we're not. Luckily, we haven't been. Yeah, and the numbers now are a lot worse than they were back then, but also we're a lot smarter than we were back then when it comes to social distancing, wearing masks. Like you said, you saw 85% of the people out there wearing masks.
We're not on top of each other, though, either. So we shouldn't be patting ourselves on the back too much because we get lucky because we don't live in, like, Winnipeg where there are 700,000 or 1 million in Edmonton or Calgary. Sure. So we're a little lucky that way, so I wouldn't get too overly, you know, pat ourselves on the back too much.
Well, and I mean, it's different too, because again, I'm from a small town. I was in said small town this weekend, and different attitude toward it, you know, and those people vote certain ways. So yeah, you're right. I mean, there would be a little bit of a political price to pay, I think, if they brought mandate in before the provincial election.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I know you were kind of hoping for the Astros to go
just
to the World
Series.
Just because
I wanted to see the Astros Dodgers, because the Dodgers got ripped off by the Astros in 2017, banging their trash cans, right?
I got to say, I took great pleasure in watching the Rays beat the Astros this weekend. Yeah. It was fun.
Oh, it was good. Yeah. Feel bad for Dusty Baker, though. He's a good guy. Like, Dusty Baker, the manager of the Astros, is a good guy. Like, he genuinely is.
He didn't really have anything to do with the cheating.
No, but they brought him in to kind of be that
moral compass.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Anyway, and he's always had such heartbreak. He was the manager of the Cubs when Bartman reached out, right?
Steve Bartman.
Yeah, anyway, here's some weird... So the World Series goes tomorrow, in case you care, and I don't. Tampa against the Dodgers. But, I mean, so there's some baseball fans listening to us. So here's some weird trivia, Chad. You're the baseball guy. I'll ask you, see if you know. If you catch a ball with your hat, does the runner automatically go to third?
Does the runner... No. Do they?
Yes.
They do?
According to Rule 5.06B, all runners advance three bases. So if there's nobody on base, you catch it with your hat, you automatically go to third base.
I thought it was considered an out.
You automatically go to third.
Okay.
If a pitcher hurts his throwing arm, he's allowed to switch in the middle of an at-bat and throw with the other arm.
Yes, and I think that's the only way it's allowed.
That's right. You're allowed to do it at any time during an at-bat, but it's only now when you get an injury. They change the rule.
I think of all the sports, baseball has the weirdest rules.
It does.
But go ahead.
You're absolutely right. There are 23 different possible ways a hitter can end up on first base. Is that yes or BS on that
23
one?
23 possible ways.
Yeah.
I guess. That seems like a lot, but
I'm not going to list them all, but I mean, there's walks, there's wild pitches after a strike three. There's 23 different ways. And this is the last one I'll give you. 20% of major league teams have still never won a World Series. Is that yes or BS?
23%? 20%. There are a lot of teams in baseball, and there are a lot of dominant teams. So I'm going to say that's probably true.
You're right. Now, can you name me some of the teams that have not won a World Series?
The Brewers have never won one.
That's right.
The Rockies have been to a World Series, but haven't won it.
They haven't won it. No, you're right.
Okay. Diamondbacks? No, they've won it.
No.
They've won one.
Yeah, you're right. My Padres haven't won.
Oh, okay.
They're basically
and they've been around for years.
They're basically
that's not even like, well, they're an expansion team.
Years?
They'll get their turn.
50 years.
Yeah.
The Mariners never won with
Mariners,
Ken Griffey Jr.?
Right. Yeah, how is that?
The Rangers have never won even when they had A-Rod?
That's mind-blowing, because the Rangers are always in the mix.
And
they seem to always be in the mix.
Tampa's in their second World Series, and they've never won it. Tampa's in their first World Series since 1999.
They've never won?
No, Tampa's never won.
They won.
Think about Tampa.
Miami's won.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah, a couple times.
And both times
as the Florida Marlins. But think about this.
Yeah, that's right.
The Lightning won the Lightning won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
The Rays definitely could win the World Series. And Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady.
Can you imagine? Tampa's title town.
So Brady moves from Boston to Tampa, and he takes title town with him.
There you go.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Well, we're all ready to never hear the word election. With the American election on the way, just taking over our social media, and then we've got, of course, our civic election on the way and our provincial election on the way next week. I'm getting overly sick of the door-to-door campaigning. So there's one particular party, I'm not going to say who, but there's one particular party that generally has my support and kind of has for a while.
Okay.
All right. So said party stopped by my home a few weeks ago and asked to put a sign on my lawn. And I said, no, I'm not going to allow you to put a sign on my lawn. You have my support, but no signs. Okay, fine, good enough. Then they stop by not too long after that, and they say, hey, can we count on your support? And I said, yes, I've already said that, and no, you can't put a sign on my lawn. You can't.
They asked again.
Last week, they showed up at my house.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, I've said this on the air. They showed up at my house, and I slammed the door in their face. Same party. Again, this is a party I've already declared has my support.
Two times before.
I was gone this weekend. We came home to one of those sorry we missed you pamphlets on the door from this same party. I am seriously contemplating switching my vote because they are annoying the piss out of me. I've had robocalls from them, texts from them, and I'm just like, what is going on? Are you that desperate? Leave me alone. It's like when you got a girl that you like, you don't hound her. You act a little cool about it.
Yeah, that's a good
Where's
point.
Where's your cool factor, well, unsaid, unnamed party?
Yeah.
Get on it.
It's like I said last week, if you can't mark down that you've been to this house three times, how can I expect you to balance my books?
I don't understand why they keep coming to my house. Maybe they keep coming to my house because they know I'm getting annoyed by it. But if they come, I'm voting for the other parties. If they one of the other parties, if they keep this up, I can't do it anymore.
Here's this little conspiracy thing on my behalf, okay? Do they know you're in media and you're going to talk about it? You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not saying their name.
I know, but maybe
that's why
they thought that you would, so that's where they come to your door three or four.
Listen, I'm not that important. I'm not that important, but
you're not normal in the sense that you actually have a voice that people can hear.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put a sign up for the other party right away.
No, don't do that.
No, I am.
Because they're going to come even more.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.